From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Maryland's governor is promising there will be no repeat of the riots that happened yesterday in Baltimore. Governor Larry Hogan at a news conference today saying there have been no incidents so far after a night of violence and looting. Hogan declared a state of emergency last night, allowing the National Guard to be called in to patrol the streets. Trouble erupted shortly after funeral services for Freddie Gray. Gray died after being arrested by police. Tonight's scheduled baseball game between the Orioles and the Chicago White Sox has been postponed, as was last night's. Major League Baseball says a game tomorrow will be played, but will be closed to the public. President Obama, meanwhile, weighing in today on the violence and destruction in Baltimore. He says the country has to do some soul-searching. As NPR's Tamara Keith explains, he also says the violence detracts from very real concerns for people nationwide.
President Obama was quick to say the violence in Baltimore is not the right approach.
They're not protesting. They're not making a statement. They're stealing. When they burn down a building, they're committing arson.
Still, Obama said there are problems the country needs to grapple with. People like Freddie Gray and children born into neighborhoods gripped by poverty and drugs, where they're more likely to die or go to jail than to college. And he said for society to tackle these things, everyone needs to pay attention, and not just when someone is shot or a CVS burns. Tamara Keith, NPR News, The White House.
Iranian forces intercepted a cargo vessel in the Strait of Hormuz today, raising concerns in Washington. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports there did not appear to be any Americans on board.
According to U.S. officials, a Maersk Tigris cargo vessel was intercepted by several Iranian Revolutionary Guard naval patrol craft while traveling along a normal maritime route to the Persian Gulf. When the ship initially ignored orders to move further into Iranian waters, the IRGC fired warning shots across the bow. State Department spokesperson Jeff Rathke says the ship sent out a distress signal received by U.S. forces in the area.
It's a key concern of the United States to ensure that sea lanes in the region remain open and safe.
He points out that it was a Marshall Islands flagged cargo ship, and the U.S. does have security agreements with the Marshall Islands. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.
Supreme Court today began hearing arguments over what could ultimately resolve the issue of same-sex marriage in those states that have not already recognized it. Attorney Mary Bonauto argued on behalf of same-sex marriage.
The intimate and committed relationships of same-sex couples, just like those of heterosexual couples, provide mutual support and are the foundation of family life in our society.
Justice Anthony Kennedy may be the swing vote in the historic argument over whether gay and lesbian couples have a constitutional right to marry, putting forth tough questions on both sides. On Wall Street, the Dow was up 72 points. The Nasdaq fell 4 points today. This is NPR. A former boxing coach who worked with the late brother of Boston Marathon bomber Zahar Tsarnaev describes him as being like a puppy who followed his older brother around. In court today, the coach saying that Zahar came with his brother Tamerlan several times to a gym and that the pair appeared to have a close relationship. Tsarnaev is facing possible life in prison and death penalty for carrying out the bombing with his older brother. Tamerlan later died in a gun battle with police. Negotiations for the 69th annual Tony Awards, Broadway's highest honors, were announced this morning. Jeff London reports.
With no obvious juggernaut for Best Musical, the Tony nominators were even-handed this year. A stage version of An American in Paris received 12 nods, as did the intimate musical Fun Home.
You were born on this farm. Here's our house.
Rounding out the field were the Shakespearean Send Up Something Rotten and Candor and Ebb's The Visit. Best play will almost certainly go to a British literary adaptation. Wolf Hall and The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime led in their category. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell says the league is giving up its tax-exempt status. Goodell saying it's become a distraction, and for that reason, the league will make the change. Goodell says it's also mischaracterized, since all 32 teams already pay taxes on their own income. He says for that reason, starting with returns for the 2015 fiscal year, the league office and its management council will file as taxable entities. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.